Good morning, everyone. Today is the 26th of November, 2018. Monday morning, and I hope you have a good week this week. And we're going to be having a talk show tonight with Edward Henry. Very interesting subject this evening. Good evening, Rondina Wehner. Happy Monday to you. Well, yesterday was quite an interesting day. We went from early in the morning, about 53 degrees, and it's now about 23 degrees. So it's a big temperature switch up here on the top of the Ozark Mountains, Tyneville, Missouri. But it's wintertime, or approaching that anyway. Anyway, I want to encourage everyone that has joined us this morning, and MJ Abalas, welcome aboard. You know, it's good to know that we're sons and daughters of Christ. We're adopted into the family of God. You know, in fact, it was predetermined before we were born that we would be adopted into the family of God. We go back to Ephesians 1:11. It says we've been adopted into his family. We've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world. And that kind of takes it all out of our hands and puts it in the hands of our loving Father, does it not? I want to go back to Ephesians just briefly here and read a couple verses. I can never read Ephesians 1 too much. It's one of my mainstays. Ephesians 1, actually it says here in verse 5, well, I'll read verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He hath made us accepted in the beloved. He's made us accepted in the beloved. What a beautiful thought, you know. That's wonderful thinking. To think that he has made us accepted. Good morning, Samuel Paris. It says that he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. And then verse 11, one of my favorite verses, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Wow. Well, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Well, he says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. It says also in verse 3 of chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You notice, good morning, Evangelist Steve Montgomeria. I hope I said that. Montgomery. Steve, watching from India. Well, just think what it is to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's quite a blessing. That's the greatest blessing we could ever obtain, is it not? And so, Ephesians 1 and 2, if you ever get discouraged, if you ever get down, just go to chapter 1 of Ephesians and read through it. It'll bring you up. It'll encourage you. And it says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Well, I used to work as a social worker in the state of Missouri, and my job was to, in the regulation, licensing of foster parents and overseeing foster homes. And so I worked closely with children that were coming from foster homes going into adoptive homes, and how many times I've seen potential adoptive parents renege on their promises to adopt a child, and how devastated the child was. And I've often thought about that, that God, Jesus Christ, never unadopts his children. He adopts them for life, eternal life. And I'm glad to know that we have been adopted into the family of God. We've been predestinated in the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself. And the adoption is an eternal adoption. We are sometimes bad children. We sometimes need to be corrected and disciplined. But God doesn't decide to unadopt us for his children forever. He says, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'm thankful for that. Good morning, Peter Otagabade. I'm glad that we have the assurance that Jesus Christ will never unadopt us. We don't deserve to be his children. In fact, we many times prove otherwise, have we not? We have no merit of our own. We have nothing to bring to the table. God and his Son Jesus Christ did not choose to adopt us because of any foreseen good in us. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. We were born into a cursed earth. We were born into a state of sin. But Jesus Christ and the Father had other plans. And we're told in John 6:37, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. And the only way that we are ever going to come to Jesus Christ is if we've been given to him by the Father and have been predestinated unto adoption into his family. Isn't that beautiful? So this morning I want to encourage you and to realize your particular inheritance in the saints, your particular legal status as an adopted child is one that is a recipient of all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so, even though we're unworthy, there's a song the old primitive Baptists sing, Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Lost and undone, weeping and repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. We have no worthiness. The only worthiness we have is in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, in the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. He was our sin bearer. He took our sins upon himself. And he went to the cross for us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. He did that for all of his adopted sons and daughters. What a beautiful Father we have. who laid his life down for us, that we could be saved from sin and sorrow and look forward to an eternal bliss with him in paradise. So may the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. May this encourage you and build you up in the most holy faith. God bless.